Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, finding out that you have a baby on the way through a dream.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love hearing your real ghost stories. We love to share them. So if you've got one, call it in at 855-853-4802. You can also write in ghost stories at realghoststoriesonline.com. Also, we have ad-free versions of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes today, and I'm with my sister, Kathy Gordon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. So would you like to dive right into a story today?
Okay, let's go.
Hello. I've been a listener for well over 4 years, I think, by this point. Thank you to all for helping us, in quotes, weirdos, have an outlet. I would like to believe that I've been sensitive my whole life. I have a very strong childhood memory of hearing my name being called. Whenever I lose something, I always ask whoever to put it back, and it always reappears. Is this in my brain? Maybe, but I choose to believe otherwise. Have you heard your name called? Because I have, when there's no way, there was no one there. Like once when I was working at the Taco Grande, I was assistant manager, by the way. I'm just bragging. I heard somebody, I was only one there, whoever else, I don't know, they left for just a few minutes. We weren't busy, middle of the afternoon. And I heard somebody in the front go, Carol. And I walked out front because we have a bell. So you could hear somebody opening the door. And so I'm like, oh, crap, I didn't even hear the bell. I go running out there. Nobody. I went and looked in the bathrooms. There was nobody there. That's really weird to hear your name called.
It is. I've had that happen quite a bit, actually, where same thing. I hear my name and I turn around to answer somebody and nobody's there.
Yeah, it's weird. Mm-hmm. So continuing. Anyway, my story is kind of unique. From a very young age, I realized dreams are my way to escape. The confines of our modern day world strip away and you can manifest anything in anyone. I have many stories, but this story is about my daughter. My daughter is a COVID baby. As with the rest of the world, we lost a few years of our original life plan and decided to go off script, if you will. Pulling the goalie and allowing a higher power to take over. Pulling the goalie. Is that like a soccer thing? I guess, or hockey?
I'm not sure.
Maybe?
I do not know.
Society makes you think that when you're ready for a little one, it happens like a snap of the fingers. As many people know, this isn't the case. Months, eventually a year went by with no luck until a dream occurred. In this dream, I was in a large room or space, a very tall being with a little boy sitting next to him. This being and I were speaking. I was pacing, asking if I would ever become a mother. In my dream, I was upset, crying, and feeling like I'd missed an opportunity. Somehow, without speaking, I knew the answer was yes. It was like the being granted my request. Relieved, I started to look around the room or space. There were people, many of whom I cannot describe, but one stood out. A small girl, a girl I had seen in other dreams, random dreams. She would randomly appear on the sidewalk. A small girl whom I kneeled in front of and somehow knew. I knew her name was Sarah. Sarah and I didn't talk, but there was a moment when I knew, okay, everything is going to be okay. It will happen for us. Fast forward, I have a girl we named Ella. Ella was not the original name. My partner randomly mentioned it one night on the couch. It was then it clicked. Ella? Sarah? Maybe I got the name wrong in my dream. Ella. Her name would be Ella. I chose to believe that she chose me, and I will be forever grateful. I originally interpreted the dream as having a boy because of the little boy sitting next to the being I spoke with, but I realized later that I clearly had it wrong. I had seen Sarah before. I just wasn't sure why. I think about the conversation you have had with Harper a lot, Tony and Harper. She somehow knows she died in a space fire. I'm doing some episodes with Harper this week on Real Ghost Stories. I'm going to ask her about that.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to know about the space fire.
I'm planning to try to see if Ella has any memories of me before arrival. She may not, but I plan to ask. I'm unsure if dream stories are interesting to you. I've had dark ones too and frequently see past relatives, get messages, etc. I will write more soon. Again, thank you for being a place where some of us feel accepted in a world where we're trained to accept the norm. I like the way she said that. Yeah. I think that's sweet. And I do think there are dreams that I swear are just to make me laugh when I wake up. There are dreams that terrify me. And then there's other dreams that are visitation dreams or message dreams. I think in that state, you're open to a lot of different things.
Well, and I think that I've always thought there's dreams that to prepare you so that it isn't such a shock when something happens. So something will happen, like in this case, that she's going to have a baby. And it feels to me like this dream was preparing her for that and kind of getting her ready for that to happen to her. So it wasn't just a complete shock when it did happen. If it's like, I knew that would happen. I knew it was her. I knew she was destined to be my child. And so I think if we look back at some of our dreams and we think, what was that? And then 2 months later, or a year or whatever, it becomes quite apparent.
See, and your daughter, Caitlin, keeps a dream journal. And I think I should do that. Yeah. Because you don't know. You forget them.
Sometimes they're super strong dreams. And then later you realize, oh my gosh, it was almost like the way that the universe was preparing me to embrace this new thing or understand what was happening, or so that the shock wouldn't be quite so severe if it did. You know, it just feels like our dreams are a place where a lot of those things can happen.
Mm-hmm. In her situation where it was something she was really having stress over, maybe it was a dream to say, look, don't lose hope. This is going to happen for you.
I totally think that. I think there's, I really do believe in some sort of higher powers. I don't know exactly what we call that, you know, and whatever you choose to call it is absolutely fine. But, or if you don't have do you think that most people on here though do? We all believe, I think most people listening believe in spiritual things.
Yeah, I think we're all just kind of searching for answers. And the frustrating part is we will never for sure have them.
But I do believe there's something that helps guide or protect or help us get through things. And so I do believe that in this case, I think that's what was happening. I think she was stressed and this was a dream to prepare her, to get her ready and say, it's going to happen, relax.
I like that idea. Of that.
One more thing about that, though. I do think we kind of like dream stories.
Oh, I very much love dream stories.
You know, because she said, I don't know if you like dream stories, but I want her to know we do. And she was talking about some dark ones, too. So I hope she'll write back with some more.
Yeah, I love to hear dream stories. Here's our next story. We've got two of them today. Hi, my name is Caitlin, and I love your show. I don't think this is your daughter, as she spelled it a different way, Kathy.
Okay, there's lots of ways to spell Caitlin.
I have had multiple experiences with the paranormal, but I will tell you about a more recent haunting that has been going on ever since I moved to Oklahoma, just down the street from me and you.
Yeah.
So a few months ago, I was sitting on my bed. My dad was asleep, and my little sister was on the computer in the living room. It was nighttime. I was scrolling through music on my phone when I heard a child's voice say, Caitlin, look, by my closet. I turned around real quick, expecting my sister, but she wasn't there. Thinking she was hiding, I got up to look in the closet and nobody was there. I went into the living room and my sister was on the computer with headphones on. I went over to her and said, did you call my name? She said she'd been in the living room the whole time. Now, that's funny, we were just talking about hearing our names.
We were, yeah.
Now, I've seen things in the corner of my eyes, and I've heard voices on voice recorders, but I had never heard a voice so clear until I moved into this house. I'm not the only one who has had experiences in this house. Maybe a few weeks after that happened, my aunt came over, and we were sitting in the living room. My sister was in her room taking a nap, and the door was cracked. All of a sudden, my aunt and I heard crying coming from my sister's room. Before we could get up and do anything, we saw her door open, close, then open again. We thought it was my sister about to come into the living room, but she never came out. I went to go check on her and she was sound asleep. Now, the more recent thing actually happened yesterday. My dad had just gone to work and I was the only one awake. I went into my room to get my phone, and as I was walking out of my room, I grabbed the door and dragged it along as I was walking out. I stopped right before it could close and started walking into the living room. Then I heard the click of my door closing. I went to the door and opened it to see if I could somehow have closed it. No matter how hard I swung the door, it would not close unless I pulled it closed. I was more amazed than freaked out. Later that day, I was lying on my bed and my feet were hanging off the bed a little. Oh, right there.
Oh, boy.
I got
that,
bad
yeah.
feeling. Oh, boy. Bad mm-hmm. feeling. Feet hanging over the bed.
Arms and feet over a bed. Oh, boy. Yeah, already got that.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it felt like someone had walked by my feet and nudged them. When mm-hmm. I say nudged, I mean nudged, like someone wanted to get my attention. I think there is a child ghost that stays in my house with me, along with the spirit of my uncle. Anyways, thanks so much for reading my story. I love your show and keep up the good work. Oh, that as soon as I read that sentence about the feet hanging over the bed, I got the goosebumps.
I know. You know how I feel about that. Like, I always go, do they not know what's going to happen? Right. Do you not understand if you put that arm out there, somebody's going to touch it?
Oh, I just right. this week, I fell asleep. I was hot in my room. Women of a certain age can relate. Middle of the night, you wake up, it's like, I can't breathe. I'm so hot. So I can't even sleep without covers. So I have to have the sheet on me. And so I rolled over and I stretched my arm out. I'm like, oh, hell no. So I had to wrap my hand up in the sheet. All these years,
well,
I cannot sleep
like
that.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100% on that. Like, I have to have a sheet on because something will touch me. Now, why I think they can't touch me with a sheet on, I don't know,
but it's a thing.
It's weird. Yeah, it's a thing. Hey, I was thinking about that door opening and closing business.
Yes. But
I had that happening too. I totally agree with Caitlin on this because I had it happen recently with a door, and I talked about it on an earlier episode where, you know, I was getting ready for work. I ironed a shirt in that room, pulled the door shut, did something, come back, and the door's open. And I'm like, well, I know I shut that door, but maybe I didn't. I pulled the door shut. Went back to work, came home at lunch to let the dog out. That dang door is open again. Like, I
and you know,
know
that, and you
that
live
door.
By yourself. It's not like anybody else.
Right. And I'm like, okay. So I pull it and, you know, click, right? So you make sure it clicks, it's in there good. And then, like, later in the day, come walking down the hall, that door's open. So I know what she's talking about. I've been having that too. And I wonder if it's, you know, when you think about doors opening, is it telling me the doors are opening for me to look for opportunities? Is there something I'm missing here? Like,
yeah,
I look
is there
at
some
it,
symbolic message in this?
Yeah, like I would rather that than just a ghost, I guess. I don't know what it is, but
if it's
I was
a ghost,
just thinking
please
about,
give some meaning to this.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, at least be, you know, give me some information along the way.
But I think with Caitlin's story that it could be a child ghost because it does seem mm-hmm. something like something that's a little bit more playful and mm-hmm. not mean necessarily.
No, it doesn't seem. It doesn't
and
seem.
Maybe an uncle or, too could be playful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it actually and it, the foot thing, that kind of sounds like something your uncle would do. Mm-hmm. Walking by and then, you know, to grab your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, and we already talked about tonight about the hearing your name. So all of these are things that I think are rather common phenomenon as paranormal goes, don't you?
I do. But it you also, know, Caitlin, I think you live in a haunted house.
I do. I think there's something there, Caitlin. Don't get me wrong, but I think they're all
and she
super
doesn't seem
valid.
Very scared about it, so.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that today through applepodcast.com. You can try it there 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.